Very, very glad to be joined by our featured guest this evening. We're joined by the actor Bo Foxworth. He was in a great, great film, TV film, that was on HBO some months ago, All the Way.
With LBJ.
With LBJ, about these very, very important years in the LBJ presidency, when he passes the Civil Rights Act, when he's trying to really change the political template of the United States.
Bo, before he runs off the rails before in the later years.
Exactly. Bo, how are you this fine evening?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Really good. Now obviously, when you got the job to do All the Way.
Robert McNamara.
Robert,
fun.
A great
motivated man in America.
For a long time.
My dad couldn't look at me for a while.
Really? I guess he those would be fresh memories. He was there, like, seeing it happen, your father.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking at your picture here, and I'm having a little trouble imagining the straight line part and the slick back hair, right? Robert McNamara?
Yep, exactly. Those little glasses. It is amazing. I morph.
Excellent.
That's an actor day.
Yes.
Actors can do that.
Slick your hair back with a big part. Yeah, I had no prosthetics, unlike some other people in the film.
Now, what drew you to this role? Because, you know, obviously it's a great role, it's a great play. I remember seeing the play in New York. I was incredibly moved by it. Bryan Cranston's performance was absolutely amazing. But you approach something like this, it's political, it's historical. How do you get your head around preparing for a role to play someone like Robert McNamara?
Well, in All the Way, as you said, it primarily focuses on the civil rights movement and the passing of that legislation, and then the election of Lyndon Johnson. So McNamara, in this first play, All the Way, in which Schenken wrote a second part called The Great Society, the Vietnam is just getting started, so those things are just beginning, so you just get hints of it through All the Way. But I mean, what a fascinating man. I'm, you know, first non-Ford president of the Ford Corporation, and very young, and then asked by Kennedy to be Secretary of Defense, and secretary, and he said no, and then he asked him about Secretary of Defense, and wow. And then running the World Bank after that. I read parts of it in retrospect. I wasn't able to get the whole thing, his book. But interesting that, you know, looking back, you're able to go, yeah, maybe I made a mistake there.
Now, there's obviously a fetish now in the current administration. We need to bring in wholly inexperienced people who have no political experience. We need to bring in the industrial titans.
Or no one at all.
That's an option, too. We can just leave the positions blank. So in getting ready and studying and preparing to be Robert McNamara, clearly now it's a different political environment than probably when you filmed All the Way. What's your perspective now? Someone says, oh, we want to take the head of IBM or the head of General
Exxon.
Motors or head of Exxon, and we want to slap them down in the middle of a complicated government department. What's your thoughts on the results of that, aren't we?
The department's not that complicated. Rex Tillerson says what he thinks. Donald Trump says what he thinks. They don't have to have anything to do with each other.
They never talk.
Right. There is no communication going on in this administration at all. I mean, it's baffling. It's just baffling to me. But it's, you know, it's all about the almighty dollar.
Now, I'm seeing a trend in your CV, and I don't know if this is a conscious decision by you and your agent, but after you did All the Way, you did a appearance on Veep, HBO's Veep. So the guys at HBO love you, which is fantastic. But now you're doing a play, though. So you go to a play, you know, now you're going to take a play. I would have thought you'd go a million miles away. Let's do something. Let's do Shakespeare. Let's do experimental. But you're doing political again. You're doing this political play, Building the Wall. Tell us about that.
Another Schenken play. Yeah, I usually do a lot of Shakespeare, so this this is actually a departure for
okay.
me. I happen to have done two of Schenken's plays back to back. I did All the Way at SCR the play,
absolutely,
and then this came up. I mean, as soon as I read the script, and what drew me to it immediately was the complexity of his character. I mean, what he's struggling with. You know, being caught up in a situation that he feels he can't get out of, and as soon as I read it, I knew I had to do it.
So give our listeners a little bit of background. Building the Wall, I think they can guess a lot of it themselves. But what's the synopsis? The 25-word synopsis of the play.
The Trump administration has carried out their campaign to promise to round up and detain, you know, millions of immigrants, and it goes seriously awry. As I mean, I don't know how much I want to give away, but the character I play is running a private prison, and as more and more immigrants build up and other countries refuse to repatriate people we are trying to get rid of, the buildup causes some serious issues, and it gets worse and worse and spirals out of control, and we are left with a situation very similar to something else we've had in history. And Rick is gone through, people find out what's happening, and this is all pre-play, but
right.
And and he winds up in federal prison, and Trump is impeached, and we begin the play. It's we're 2 years in the future. It's 2019, and a woman, a historian, has come to interview my character in federal prison. I am now a prisoner waiting for sentencing, and to find out my side of the story, because I didn't speak at the trial. I was told not to speak at the trial.
Right.
By my lawyer. And I, of course, want to put out my side of the story as well. So it's very important for me to tell my side to this woman. And in a interrogation room, we spend an hour and a half hashing it out.
In 2019, this is Mike Pence's America.
Yeah, right. Or Paul Ryan, depending on which way this goes.
Well, that's how deep it goes, how deep in the order of succession it goes. Can you give us, Bo, some of the vital details, websites, dates, times, ticket prices, all of that?
Well, it's the Fountain Theater, and you can get all the information out. Fountain Theater. And that's theater with an R-E.
Oh, classy. Very classy.
.com, yes. So only classy operation. It's directed by Michael Michetti and written, of course, by Robert Schenken. We have been on a 14-week sold-out crazy run so far.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing, yeah. I mean, in L.A., it's an L.A. theater. Wow.
Who knew? Who knew? Yeah.
Totally sold out. What are you doing here?
14 weeks. It's got
excellent.
Kind of record. But, it's been pretty amazing, and it's selling so well. So we're moving on to our second extension to August 27th. We run on Saturdays and Mondays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m., with Friday shows on July 14th, 28th, August 11th, and 25th. So pretty much every other Friday. They've added Fridays because it's been selling so well.
Sounds fantastic. Sounds fantastic. Yeah. I want to thank you so much, Bo Foxworth. You've seen him HBO's All the Way. You've seen him HBO's Veep. Definitely take the trip to Fountain Theater. See Building the Wall. I want to thank you so much, Bo, for spending some of your Sunday night with us on The Bigger Picture.
Excellent. Thank you for having me. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day all around. Friends and neighbors, take a short commercial break. We're going to be back in just 2 minutes' time.